Manifest anything faster. Speed up your manifestation.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we all get excited about manifesting. We all get excited about attracting. But then we sometimes get a little bit, man, when's it going to happen? And once we start that, oh, baby, we have stopped the flow. We have stopped the juice from flowing from the universe. You see, that's a big negative. Once you say, when is it going to happen? You have just guaranteed that if it's going to happen, it will be much longer than you want to wait. That's a negative affirmation. It's a negative belief. It's a negative mindset. And that's what you're attracting. That's what you're putting out. That's what you're attracting. So, wouldn't it be nice when you set an intention for something you desire, a new car, a better relationship, a new home? Wouldn't it be nice to manifest it faster, to speed up the manifestation? Well, I'm going to share with you three power keys that will absolutely have you manifesting faster. But first, I have to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and of course on YouTube. So if you're listening to us on YouTube, be sure and subscribe and click the bell icon. And if you're a YouTube subscriber, every month your name is submitted for a big drawing where we give away three manifesting accelerators. And hey, you have just as good a chance of winning as anyone else. So be sure and subscribe. Okay, let's go on with this. Are you ready? Number one, you need to take inspired action. Now, I've heard a number of law of attraction gurus say that you need to take massive action. But okay, what massive action? I think every action should be inspired. Every action should motivate you and excite you because it's taking you closer and closer to your destination, to your deepest desire. Inspired to be in the spirit, to have your body, your mind, your soul excited and filled with fire and enthusiasm. It's good to take massive action, but it's better to take inspired action. Because when you're inspired, you are connecting with the universe. You're connecting with source energy. And that's what really moves everything faster. You know, when you have that deep connection with source, the ancients called it Mercury. Mercury was a god who had wings on his helmet or on his feet, depending whether you're looking at the Greek version or the Roman version. And Mercury was the god of speed. And what it indicated, what it symbolized, was that the person was in touch with this energy that comes from source, that comes from the infinite field of potential, that moves quickly, moves without hesitation, without resistance, without defeat, without despair. So take inspired action. And how do you get inspired? You connect every single day with source energy. When you connect with source energy, what you believe to be the core of who you are on the inside and the expression of everything on the outside, when you connect with source, with light, with God. You are connecting with the very energy that can help you speed up your manifestation, make anything happen faster. Okay, there is no attraction without action. You have to have action in order to have attraction. So taking inspired action, is an absolute essential to moving things faster. How many actions can you take in a day? If you average, say, 20 actions in regards to your career or your business, then that's what you've taken. But what if you could do 40? What if your enthusiasm, your inspiration, your excitement could have you doing 60 actions? Well, that would increase and expand the speed up process. It would do more to create more, and it would allow the flow state to just literally speed up. It's like moving a river faster downstream. More opportunities. Action equals alignment. Alignment with your desires. Alignment with your goals. Well, I'm excited about this because this is important information. I want you to share this with your friends on YouTube or Facebook or wherever, because I think everybody has inspiration within them. It's about getting in touch with source energy within you, unlocking it, and allowing it to come forth. Oh, it's going to change your life. You're going to manifest faster than ever before. Well, number two is you have to have clear intentions, and I'm going to tie something in with that. Clear intentions, and you have to take control of your subconscious beliefs. Okay, so if you have clear intentions, you've got a clear target, but your subconscious beliefs are kind of like landmines, roadblocks to that target. So you've got to get your subconscious beliefs working in harmony with your destination. Otherwise, you've got struggle, you've got stress, you've got strife, and everything slows down. And we want to speed everything up, right? We want to make everything go fast like Mercury. I mean, with those wings on the helmet and the feet just flying. Oh, you don't have to wait 10 years when you can have it in 2. I'm serious. You can have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon, and you don't have to wait 5 years for it. Well, think about this. Clear intentions and your subconscious beliefs. I desire money, but money is bad. I don't deserve money. I didn't work hard enough for the money. You see what I'm saying? You've got this one intention, I desire more money. It's kind of a vague intention. It should be more specific. But for the sake of this example, you understand what I'm saying. I desire money, but money is bad. So now I've got this conflict, and it takes forever to manifest when you've got that conflict going on inside your energy field. I desire a loving, happy relationship. But everyone that I ever fall in love with always leaves me. You see, there's another negative limiting belief that's locked into your subconscious mind. I'm not saying that's yours. I'm just giving you an example. What would you, oh, please listen to this. What would you have to believe is true to manifest what you truly deeply desire? What would have to be true? Do you know? That's the new beliefs you need in your subconscious mind. Now, I got to put a little plug in for this. Rachel and I have created a program that we don't want to brag, but it's a game changer. It is a manifester accelerator par excellence. Now, we give 3 of them away every month to subscribers on YouTube, but you can purchase the program at lawofattractionsolutions.com. I highly recommend this program because it's going to clear out a lot of those subconscious roadblocks that you have. And that's what's slowing everything down. Well, let's get on with number three. Are you ready? Excite your emotions. You've got to excite those emotions. Those emotions have to be fired up and juiced up and jazzed up. You know, when you, when you met somebody for the first time and you really connected and you were intimate and you went home and you couldn't stop thinking about him or her and your emotions were on fire. And those emotions led to more encounters and led to a relationship eventually. It's the same thing with business. When you get up in the morning, if you're going, I got to go to work. Oh, I don't want to go to work. Well, that's going to slow down your manifestation process. But when you get up and go, I can't wait to do more, accomplish more, take more actions, connect to source, and excite my emotions. You know, most people, when they create an affirmation, they'll look in the mirror or something like that and go, I love myself, I am happy. I love myself, I am happy. I love myself, I am happy. I love myself. That doesn't work. You've got to be excited. I love myself and feel it. I don't care if you have to rub lotion all over your body while you're saying it, or eat a big fudge sundae because it tastes good, or do a workout. I don't care what you have to do to excite your emotions. And when your emotions are excited, then you can transfer those excited emotions onto every other area of your life. Emotions equal energy. Get emotionally excited. Not emotionally fearful, not emotionally doubtful, emotionally excited about achieving your desires and goals. Do things that raise your passion. Exercise, running up a mountain, bicycling, skiing, whatever it is, parachuting, I don't care. Jumping out of airplanes without parachutes, just you're only going to do it once though, by the way. Anyway, you got the idea. You've got to excite your life and your emotions with the actions you take. Move your body. Move your body. As you excite your emotions, the adrenaline increases and you're pumping in those affirmations and those beliefs. You're feeling that love for yourself. You're feeling and seeing that money coming into your life. Everything is manifesting exactly the way you desire, because you emotionally feel it. You've got to put emotions into this. And as a little side note, that sexual energy, you know, that sexual energy can be used to help you manifest more of what you desire, because very few times our emotions and our energy level as high as when we are having sex or having an orgasm. So we can tie that in there too. All of this, I'm just giving you a synopsis now, folks. All of this works together to take you to a new level of energy and power to manifest anything you desire, anything. And you can do it quicker, faster, speedier, like Mercury, flying through the air, quick, fast, speedy. Okay, hey, listen, wow, we are out of time. Want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Discover what a mentoring program can mean in your life by visiting us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And hey, listen, let me remind you again, get that manifesting accelerator. It's a game changer. You have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.